What's the shelf life of a New York Times sports column? We're about to find out. The Times will reportedly run two sports columns that take exception with the newspaper's editorial stand on Tiger Woods and the Augusta National Golf Club. The Times has called on Mr. Woods on their editorial page to protest the club's refusal to admit women as members. Say he shouldn't play in the next Masters. But sports columnists Dave Anderson and Harvey Arrington disagreed. Their columns saying so were spiked earlier this week. The Times has now relented. Both columns will apparently appear in Sunday's papers. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with
us. Thank you, Scott.
But do we know exactly what happened here?
Well, you know, Scott, it's a funny thing because the editors of the Times editorial page admit they don't normally check to see what their columnists are writing. They wake up and read them in the morning along with everybody else. So why were these two columns singled out?
Yeah.
What I think happened here is that an editor in the sports department got nervous when he saw columns disagreeing with the editorial position and decided to cover his rear. And an editor elsewhere in the paper made a bad decision that ended up embarrassing the paper. It's interesting to see a paper like the New York Times blush in public, don't you think, Scott?
Yeah.
And that always makes me nervous when sports columnists get in trouble, so I'm kind of glad that this has worked out.
Yeah, well, a few years ago they started putting color in the paper. Might as well have color in their editorial cheeks. But is there a danger when this newspaper, of all newspapers, seems to destroy that wall that's supposed to exist between the editorial pages and the newsroom?
Well, I think there is a problem there. Scott, I attribute this to what I call the it's only sports syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an idea of what I mean. Last week, the Times editorial said making Henry Kissinger the head of a commission to investigate 9/11 was a bad idea for a variety of reasons. Maureen Dowd wrote a very funny column agreeing, and William Sapphire got about as funny as he ever gets by saying, "Welcome back, Dr. K."
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's impossible to imagine the Times killing either of those columns.
Yeah.
But Dave and Harvey, they're different. See, they're just sports writers, even if Dave did win a Pulitzer Prize and can be trusted with, you know, you just have to wonder about that.
Well, and the phrase is not lost. I mean, we were just saluting the career of and the accomplishments of the late Rune Arledge, who died this week, like many accomplished journalists, I think we said, began on the sports pages. My gosh, James Reston, the esteemed New York Times columnist and Washington bureau chief for many years, began as a sports writer.
Look, Scott, nobody denies the Times has the right to run or kill any columns it wants.
Mm-hmm.
Just that it is clear that Augusta National is within its right to admit or not admit women members.
Yeah.
Dave had it exactly right, I thought, when he said they had a right to do what they did. He's speaking of his employer now. But the outside world had a right to be offended by it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got it exactly right in saying that.
Well, you're going to read these two columns tomorrow?
I can hardly wait.
Yes. They should be corkers. I wonder if they're allowed to update and revise the way they do in the Congressional Record, you know?
Well, I don't know. I think Howell Raines has a career in politics waiting for him.
Okay, Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, who's a columnist with the Chicago Sun-Times, and our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, where he can say whatever he wants to.